If this government was serious about tackling climate change, then it would consider actual structural change on a much larger level. I saw no reason why Ireland couldn't be energy independent in the next 10 years, using only wind and hydropower, for example. Over a decade ago, a wind and hydro project actually began through the Spirit of Ireland in Kilcar and Donegal. The project looked to harness our huge wind energy potential by using our natural coastal valleys to provide hydro storage reservoirs. Wind farms would be used to pump seawater into these reservoirs, which would then be passed through turbines generating massive amounts of power. Minister Ryan should actually be able to recall this project, given the fact that he was Minister for Communications, Energy and Natural Resources at the time. I find it absolutely incredible that we are here with Eamon Ryan in the exact same ministerial position over 12 years later, and the best climate policy he can come up with is carbon tax. It surely is laughable stuff. The wind and hydro project not only had the potential to reduce our dependence on imported energy and fossil fuels, but it would create jobs and would benefit us massively economically as well. The project, which was to be privately funded, fell through at the time. However, if the government committed to publicly funding a project such as this, the benefits could be endless. In terms of cost, to achieve energy independence, it would require two hydro storage reservoirs at a cost of €800 million each. However, this would have the potential to save up to €15 billion in fossil fuel imports in just over 5 years.